Father, we ask this morning that as we listen to your word, as we read scriptures, Lord, that you will breathe upon every one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Let's have our seats and put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord this morning. We thank him for all that he's doing in our lives. He's a good God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for peace around us. We know that God is working something out. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, ask your neighbor, what fragrance do you have on? Do you have fragrance at all? Praise the Lord. Let's turn to scriptures this morning and you will understand what I'm talking about. You may be thinking, well, what is fragrance in the house of the Lord? But it is so important. Praise the Lord. It is important to God. I've heard a child of God say, me, I don't wear perfume, or that is worldly. But it is in the Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. So many places in scriptures. Scripture is talking about perfumes. It's talking about the fragrance. So when we get it wrong, I just don't know. Some people just get it wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew 26, I beg your pardon. We're going to read together. We thank God for power. Thank God that God is restoring power to the church in the name of Jesus. So we are reading Matthew 26, 1 to 13. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And as is usual for us, can we rise to read scriptures together from Matthew 26? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall we go 1, 2? When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, Passover begins in 2 days. And the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. At that same time, the leading priests and elders were meeting at the residence of Caiaphas, the high priest, plotting how to capture Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the Passover celebration they agreed, or the people may riot. 6. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. The disciples were indignant when they saw this. What a waste, they said. It could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, replied, "Why criticize this woman for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed in the name of Jesus." Father, we pray, Lord, that this scripture, and as the message comes forth today, Lord, you will expand it in our hearts. Father, it will bring light and it will bring illumination into our lives and our situations in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Shall we have our seats? And I titled this message, "Your Fragrance is Important." Praise the Lord. Your fragrance is important. Wherever we are, I'd just like to give us, you know, a background by telling us that there are so many types of fragrances or scents or perfumes around. And many of them come expensive because the maker or those who engage in this making of fragrances, they go all out to collect different types of things, ingredients to put together to make a good perfume or a good fragrance. They take their time. And we are also told from studies that these fragrances are therapeutic and they add to healing. It's not just ordinary. A lot of them is for healing. They bring healing to the body. Praise the name of the Lord. And in the Bible, like I said earlier on, there are many references to the uses of perfumes, to the uses of fragrances, to the uses of saints in the Bible. You hear of incense being burnt in the temple and in the tabernacle. And it's not just in the Bible for the fun of it. There's something that the Lord intends for us to understand about fragrances. We also know that when Jesus himself was born, when the three wise men were coming to visit, part of what they brought were what? Frankincense and myrrh and gold. Very expensive. Very expensive. Why? You know, there's something about it that God intends for us to know and to also apply to our lives. In the natural and also in the spiritual realm. Praise the Lord. Now, we're told that frankincense is a perfume and a spiritual incense. I want you to take note of that. It's not just ordinary. Because they know that Jesus wasn't just an ordinary child. So they didn't just give him ordinary gifts. It's perfume plus spiritual incense, which is burned in temples throughout the East, while the myrrh is a sacred anointing oil. It's anointing oil, but very sacred. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are also told that frankincense is a symbol of holiness and righteousness, which is why they brought it to the child Jesus. It's symbolic of holiness and is symbolic of righteousness. While the myrrh is an anointing oil. We come here, we get anointing, but a lot of us, I'm sure that we do not even know the components of what that anointing oil is. Yes, anyway, you can use oil. You can even use your vegetable oil as your faith carries you. You can use oil from your kitchen, but that particular substance were the best in the land, and they brought the best to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And we know that when children are born, you know, they rub them with certain oil to clean them up, to make them smell good. You know, they've been in the womb for so long. They are covered in water, covered in blood. And what part of the things that they use to wash them up, to clean them up, are these substances to take that smell or aroma out of them and to make them, yes, to make them smell good. So it's not a joke that the child Jesus was frankincense and myrrh were part of the gifts that were given to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this aroma or this odor, as Mommy said earlier, they carry the aroma that we carry, beloved, the aroma on us either attracts or it dispels, or it repels people. So that is why it is important as children of God. The aroma on you is important. Praise the Lord. The smell that you carry about you is important. Never say for you to yourself that, oh, it doesn't matter how I smell. It does. Because you determine who stays close to you or who runs away from you. Sometimes people move away from some people because they do not know that it's because of what is coming out, what is around them. I remember that a long time ago, many, many years ago, I used to work in a place very close to a dump where they dump waste in Ojota. Now, this office was a very, very huge office, and that was where my office was situated. But I tell you that anytime that there's no light and they open the windows, my goodness, even with the windows locked and AC on, the smell there is, my goodness, nothing to write home about. And people come in and they're doing like that. You know that something not so nice is going on in this place. So the fragrance around us, the fragrance in our homes, the fragrance where we occupy is so important. And it is known that aromatherapy is used as a type of complementary and alternative medicine. Plant oils and essential oils are mixed together to bring about the fragrances that are put on people. And this has been happening for many years. If it were not important, if it were not necessary, for over 6,000 years, people in the East, when we say East, the Middle East, they've practiced this and they've used this for medicine and for healing. Praise the name of the Lord. And then smell, we're talking about smell today. Smell, out of the five senses that God gave us, we are told that smell is the strongest. You know, the senses to see, to hear, to touch, to see. The smell, out of the five, smell is the strongest. And it has that ability or capacity to change the atmosphere or the mood of people. People say that when they feel good, but some perfumes are feel good perfumes. And it's true. Praise the Lord. Some incense, when they put it on, it's so that you can feel good. And now I'm telling you all these things, natural, how the natural man perceives fragrances and smell and aroma. So smell has, it has the capacity to change a place, to change a person or a thing. Praise the Lord. That smell. Sometimes when some people come to my office, I have a younger colleague. And there's a particular person who comes, a young man who comes, very handsome guy. But he has this odor. And I see my colleague reacting. And the minute he leaves, he says, "Ah, madam, be mine. Just don't worry. God will take care of it. God will take care of it." And you know, sometimes because you do not want to embarrass people, you don't know how to tell them. But then God just helped this guy. The next time he came to my office, he was smelling different. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God that God was able to change that about him. If you see this guy, I mean, he's not just a very nice looking young guy. Now, we are going to scriptures. Scriptures talks about soothing aroma. I'm telling you that fragrances are important and they say something about God. They say some things about the children of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's go to Genesis 8:15. 15. How? You say smell can change some things. In Genesis 8, something happened in that place that made God to change something that he had decided to do. Praise the Lord. Let's read 15. We may read quite a bit of scriptures within the time. And mommy, I say thank you. I forgot to say that in the beginning. I say thank you, mommy, for allowing me to minister today. I do not take it for granted. I give glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Genesis 8:15, then God said to Noah, "Leave the boat, all of you, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Release all the animals, the birds, the livestock, and the small animals that scurry along the ground so they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the earth." So Noah, his wife, and his sons and their wives left the boat, and all the large and small animals and birds came out of the boat pair by pair. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and there he sacrificed a burnt offering, the animal and the birds that had been approved for that purpose. 21. And the Lord was pleased with the aroma of the sacrifice and said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground because of the human race, even though everything they think or imagine is bent towards evil from childhood. I will never again destroy all living things." Praise the Lord. Now, what brought about this? Because of the aroma, the fragrance of the burnt offering, God himself, God Almighty, changed his mind of destruction that he has said he was bringing. He said, "I will never..." Because of this aroma, it was pleasing to God. Praise the name of the Lord. So, know that that thing on you, that thing which you carry, can change your atmosphere. It can change people that you are going to meet. I remember Pastor always saying that we put on your best perfume, dress well. You know, Pastor now, one of the best dressers that I've seen. He would say, put on the best perfume, put perfume. It's not a sin. If God in scripture is saying he changed his mind because of aroma, aroma is powerful. Fragrance, that is the power that it carries. Praise the name of the Lord. Offering of soothing aroma to the Lord. In the Old Testament, a lot of places talk about this, and we're not going to read all of them because there are more scriptures that we want to read. If you want to look at offerings of sweet aroma unto the Lord, you can look at Leviticus 1:9, Leviticus 2:2, Leviticus 3:5, Leviticus 4:31, 6:15, and you will find in scriptures, you will find so many that the children of Israel did this as a means of pleasing God, sending aroma and fragrance unto the Lord. In Ezekiel 20:41, Ezekiel, book of Ezekiel, 2041. Beloved, we're going somewhere today, and God would expand it for every one of us in the name of Jesus. 20:41 says, when I bring you home from exile, you will be like a pleasing sacrifice to me, and I will display my holiness. King James says, I will accept you with your sweet savor. God will accept us because we have a sweet aroma, because we have sweet savor. And I will bring you out from the people, and I will gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered. Why? Because of your aroma, because of burning incense unto the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Also in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we hear something and we see something from the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. This is how he means that we should be. What God has purposed, that children of God, we are a fragrance of Christ. A fragrance of Christ unto God. That is how God has made us. And that is how he expects that we would be. A fragrance of Christ. 2:14. I'm almost there. But thank God, he has made us his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal procession. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere. Like what? Like a sweet perfume. He says he will use us to what? To spread the knowledge of Christ. Like he likens it to sweet perfume. That is us. When we do our evangelism, we are carrying Christ like a sweet perfume. Our lives are Christ-like. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance, rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. 16. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. So why won't you wear perfume? Praise the Lord. When God says you are a life-giving perfume, perfume that gives life, that is what God has made us to be. As you carry scriptures, as you do the work of an evangelist, he says you are a life-giving perfume. You are a life-giving fragrance. When you enter any place, it's life that you go there to give. That is what exudes. That is what comes out of you. Praise the name of the Lord. So the fragrance of Christians are important. What you wear is important. Praise the name of the Lord. Your fragrance is important. It is dear to God. It's like perfume. It's just sweet perfume. I don't know how else to describe it. Something that smells nice. Something that smells good. We said earlier on, it's a feel good. Feel good. Feel good. You are going to that place to make people feel good. You are going to that place. You are evangelizing to make people feel happy. You are going to that place to make people have hope. Life, you are giving them life. And you are telling them, look, things are not as bad as you think. Things will get better. You just hold on. That is what the perfume you are carrying on is ministering. Your perfume is ministering. Have you never asked somebody that, what perfume are you wearing? I've asked many people. I like this perfume. Wow. So that is how, as Christians, we enter a place and people just like us. Because you have gone there, you are carrying life. You are distributing life. You are ministering life. You are giving people hope. Praise the name of the Lord. We went for evangelism about three, four weeks ago, Pastor Ade, myself, Mr. Olushola. And we were ministering. Pastor Ade was praying for this lady, two ladies, and what began to cry. Pastor Ade did it when I was on, I was telling him later. That lady was weeping. And the other lady was saying, this thing that you have said to me, because Pastor Ade gave one of them a prophecy. And she said, you are the fifth man of God also to tell me the same thing. So I said, look, we need to encourage her to join prayer, because I think Pastor Ade gave us that she had a ministry of praying and all that. And then when the prayer started, me that also went to pray, I was having goosebumps. As the lady began to respond, I said, truly, this lady has the gift to pray. And I said, Sister Fumi, go and meet her. Follow her up. Let her be joining Tuesday prayer if she can't come to church, because she gets there and she goes to one church, blah, blah, blah. Just follow her up. She should be coming for prayer on Tuesday for women, this women prayer or church prayer. 1 hour, 2 hours, you're gone. So when we enter a place, that fragrance, we went to another place. The people say, we are Muslim, we are this. They say, okay, let's pray with you. Each time they say, okay, let's pray. But they will put their scarf and they will listen to the prayer. So we go to places to give life. Life-giving perfume. That is what God has naturally given to us, or spiritually given to us also. Whether you know it or not, you have life-giving perfume over you. Praise the name of the Lord. Those other ones that you buy in bottles is just made by man. But God has given you a natural one, a spiritual one, that you, when you were born, it was administered unto you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then we have some other places also where we see how God has made us his fragrance. So, in Genesis, something happened in Genesis 34, 30, where the Bible talked about, let's go to that Genesis, Genesis 34 and verse 30. Now, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, is there a stench or is there a saint or saints? Is it saint or saint? Saints. So, saints, some kind of saints follow people around, unknown to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Unknown. Unknown to them. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, they are demonic. I was listening to a sister's testimony who said that one day she just woke up and some kind of smell just started coming out from her body. She didn't know where it came from. And from her description, she said that smell smells like egg that is rotting, smells like poo-poo, everything mixed together. She was describing it herself. And it took prayer to get that smell off. So some of it is not just that maybe the person was born and blind. Some things are demonic. We need to know that. It's demonic. It comes from the pit of hell. So that people, like we said, some fragrances attract and some repel and dispel people off. Send people away from you. You've heard of many stories of landlords in Lagos, if they want to send their tenant out, what do? They go and say, hello, dark inisibeye. Who wants to come to your house when there's this terrible smell? It's to send that person out of that house. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jacob said to Simon and Levi, you have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land. May that not happen to us in the name of Jesus. May we not stink. You are alive and stinking. May we not stink in the name of Jesus.
May we not stink in the land. Many people are stinking in the land because of so many things that they have brought upon themselves. They are stinking. You have made me to stink among all the people of this land, among all the Canaanites and Perizzites. We are few, but they will join forces and crush us because you have that stench. They had it. I will be ruined and my entire household will be wiped off. Somebody being wiped off because of stench and because they are stinking. Praise the name of the Lord. The prayer for us is that, God, if there's any stench on me, God, let it be wiped out today in the name of Jesus. Whatever is wiping off people, sending people away from me, sending the good away from me, Lord, take it away in the name of Jesus. And Jeremiah, let's go to Jeremiah 5. You will see that sin is a foul odor before God. It is a foul odor before God. Sin is a, it makes people stink. Sin is a stench before God. That's why we're saying that your fragrance is important. Because if you don't have good fragrance, then you are stinking. Before God, in Jeremiah 5 and verse 20, make this announcement to Israel and say this to Judah. Listen, you foolish and senseless people, with eyes that do not see and ears that do not hear, have you no respect for me? Why don't you tremble in my presence? I, the Lord, define the ocean's sandy shoreline as an everlasting boundary that he waters, that the waters cannot cross. The waves may toss and roar, but they can never pass the boundaries I set. But my people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned away and abandoned me. They do not say from the heart, let us live in awe of the Lord our God. For he gives us rain each spring and fall, assuring us of a harvest when the time is right. Your wickedness has deprived you of these wonderful blessings. Your sin has robbed you of these good things. Praise the name of the Lord. And what that is saying is that the people have brought disrespect to the Lord by the things that they did and the things that they were doing. They had no respect. They were disregarding God. They did not stand in awe of him. They did not fear God. That was the kind of aroma that they were sending up to God. And God said, because of this, you will not benefit any good thing from the land. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And in Exodus 5:21, Bible says to us, the four men said to them, may the Lord judge and punish you for making us stink. That's still talking about the stinking. And there's a version of scripture that says that you made us odious. Odious is something completely repulsive and something very bad, very terrible, extremely unpleasant. They made the people of Israel and the leaders that went to Pharaoh, he says, it made them odious. So our actions before God, what we are saying in essence, is that when we sin against God, we become a stench, we become odious, extremely unpleasant and extremely repulsive. And this was what happened in so many places. The smell of sin, the fragrance of sin. So sin also has a smell. It has a smell. So that is why we need to be careful. Without a good scent, we are odious and repulsive before God. And that's what scripture tells us in Isaiah 3. Those who disregard God, it says, Isaiah 3:24. Those who rebel against God, who disregard God, he says, they carry a smell. They carry a bad smell. A bad smell. So sin, what is sin? The function of sin, just to make us smell before God. Make us repulsive, to make you odious before God. Praise the Lord. I want to go to that scripture, Isaiah 3, 24. Praise the Lord. Are we reading it? Praise the Lord. It's mommy that is reading it though. Praise the Lord. Thank you, ma. 324. Are we there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's read. I mean, Songs of Solomon. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I come to tell people who say, don't use perfume, that this scripture says, instead of smelling of sweet perfume. So if you don't smell of sweet perfume, as you do it in the natural, let's do it also in the spiritual. And what is that sweet perfume? Take away sin. You remember that we said frankincense is symbolic of holiness and righteousness. So that is our own perfume.
Amen.
Frankincense, holiness and righteousness. That is what we are to put on. That is what we are to wear. Praise the name of the Lord. Mix it. Mix your perfume, holiness. Mix righteousness to it. Mix obedience as your perfume and put it on. So God can transform the smell of sin to the scent or fragrance of Christ through the gospel. Praise the Lord. He can transform it. For anyone who had been living in sin, that is why we say it's important, let's go for evangelism. Let's ensure that people get saved. That scripture that we read earlier on said that to those who believe us, they are saved. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's ensure that they get away, they wipe away, they wash away, they cleanse themselves. We said that children are cleansed with oil. They cleanse themselves. They cleanse off unrighteousness and unholiness. Yes, you go to them the first time, they do not listen, but we keep going back. And we know that one day, that wall will crash. That wall will crumble. The wall of sin around them will fall down. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's through the gospel that God can transform that smell of sin to the scent or scent of and fragrance of Christ. 2 Corinthians that we read says that we are unto God a sweet smelling aroma. We're a fragrance of Christ unto God. You and I, we're a fragrance of Christ unto God. Praise the name of the Lord. So, are you a fragrance or scent or a stench? Praise the name of the Lord. So in the text that we read, you know that we read a text that actually introduced us to this perfume that woman poured on Jesus Christ. And you'll be wondering, how is it related? And remember that Jesus Christ himself said, he said that leave this woman alone. She has done a good thing. She has done a good thing. And that wherever the gospel is preached, her name will also be mentioned. Poured perfume, expensive, the most expensive perfume on Jesus Christ. And was to do what? To prepare him for burial. Jesus Christ was about to be killed. And when somebody dies, what happens? If you don't take care of that body, the body would what? It would stink. That fragrance. And that fragrance cannot go to God. Remember, he says that we are the fragrance of Christ unto God. So how can Christ himself not have a good fragrance? So what the woman did was symbolic, to say that this body must not stink. This body must not stink. This is the master. How can his body stink? Remember also that it says that Jesus Christ was going to the cross to carry our sins. What is sin? Sin will stink, is a bad smell before God. So no matter what sin that he was going to carry of all of us, he wasn't going to stink. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To make sure. Hallelujah. So according to 1 Peter 2:24, he said he bore our sins, the sins of the whole world. How can somebody who is carrying the sins of the whole world, imagine billions of us, and that thing will not stink? That body, when it goes, the soul has gone. The body, in fact. So what the woman did was scriptural. Very scriptural. And that is what Jesus Christ explained, that the perfume was to prepare him for burial. Beloved, God has made it so that the smell that we had before we became born again, that the fragrance of God will replace it. The fragrance of Christ. The fragrance of Christ. And we said it is through the gospel. So everything that we are doing or we are going to do must be by the word of God. We must carry that word of God. That is our perfume. I don't know how we want to call it. Coin a name. I'm thinking of a name to call it. Gospel aroma. Or Christo aroma. I just think of a name. Praise the Lord. The other day, mommy was saying that, have you found your name in the Bible? Me, I found my name in the Bible. Have you not seen Oni in the Bible? You have not read Bible. Gideoni is in the Bible. When I was doing Bible, I said, this is my name. Oni is in the Bible. Praise the Lord. That one is on the side. So we must coin your own name for your own perfume. That is what I'm just trying to say. So what kind of fragrance do we carry? What kind of fragrance do we leave around? Before God, before you became born again, before God, you did not smell good. You and I did not smell good. We did not smell good. Yes. Praise the Lord. Mommy just said something. You know, I don't know how many people go to perfume shops. Hey, there are some perfume shops. Mommy said Chanel. Free of charge, you go around everywhere. Harrods, Selfridges, free of charge. Go and put perfume. It's the same way that this gospel is. Is it free of charge? Did they charge you any money? No, free. It is free of charge. Chanel for Christ. Fendi for Christ. It's free. He says put it on your body. Spray it as, if you like, spray one full bottle. They will not say anything. Those attendants will just be looking at you. They won't say anything. They will send to people. They will just be saying, these doo-doo people. But they can't bath in that perfume. And that perfume, those expensive ones will last for days. You wash that cloth, it will not come out. Wash it will not come out. That is how we are meant to be. That perfume, no matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter how the world tempts you, that fragrance, it will not come out. You are Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. No matter how they take you to anywhere, you know, because of this thing that they were doing, that my people want to win. People started sending all this, their ceremonies on WhatsApp. And as I saw one, I said, hey, God, I hope nothing will jump out from this phone. That was just yesterday. I said, how can they put all this, their occultic something? I said, I hope nothing will jump out and jump on me. I said, how can they jump on you? You are washed in the blood of Jesus. No matter what it is. Because before now, you will not see such things. In fact, they will hide it. The things they are doing, how they are doing it, they will hide it. But now they are becoming so bold and putting it on WhatsApp. I guess it's technology. So no matter what they say, no matter what they are putting in the air, it can't change who you are in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. It cannot change it. Hallelujah. So who are you before God? That is the question. What is the fragrance? Remember we said that fragrance can attract or it can. Is your fragrance attracting heaven? Can God smell you? Like I said, that office where I worked in Ojata, you will be miles away. The office is miles from that dump. But you will smell that odor. You will smell it and you want to run out of the place. Can God smell your fragrance and say, that is Olayemi. That she's the one. I can see her. I can see my pastor. Pastor Mrs. She's the one there. Praise the Lord. Can God smell your fragrance? Wherever you are. Can God have that assurance that no matter what, you are putting on the sweet perfume of Christ and that you are not odious or you don't carry an odor? Beloved, if in you, you believe that something doesn't smell right, like we say, you smell a rat. You know, if there's a rat in this room, none of us can sit here. You will not sit here. You smell a rat. Beloved, God is giving us the power today. He's putting power on every one of us to change our fragrance, to replace that fragrance. Replace the fragrance with the fragrance of Christ. Remember that the story in John 11:39, when Mary or Martha said to the Lord, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench," when Lazarus died and Jesus Christ came 4 days. He says, "By now there will be a stench." And Jesus looked at them and they didn't understand. God had put a fragrance on Lazarus that when they opened that tomb, he did not smell. Remember that story says to us that he was a friend of Jesus. How can a friend of Jesus think? How can he smell? So who are your friends? What kind of perfume do they have? What kind of fragrance also do they have? There was no way that guy could have stunk or smelled. No way. But his sister, Lazarus, is like, "Master, by now, you came too late." But they didn't understand. They didn't even understand who Jesus was. How can I have a best friend and I'll go to his room and I can't use the perfume he's using? You know, it's not your friend now. It's not your kind of friend. I don't want that kind of friend. Praise the name of the Lord. Lazarus is in John 11:39. He said that no. In fact, he didn't even answer what Mary was saying. 39. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days." It wasn't going to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. So for every one of us also, have we been with Jesus, given your life for years, that fragrance on you cannot change. It must not change. Praise the name of the Lord. There's no going back and say, "I'm going back." No, going back to where? You continue to wait and to hope on Christ until the fulfillment of his promise is seen. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus was so sure that his friend was intact. That's why he said, "Roll the stone." And we know, we saw the miracle that happened. He wasn't stinking. In fact, he came out a full-bodied human being. Praise the name of the Lord. So what is the type of fragrance that we carry and live around? Our fragrance is very, very important. Praise the Lord. Very important to God. Sweet-smelling aroma. Hallelujah. And when I was doing this, I remembered aroma of praise. The Lord bless the best choir in the world. Hallelujah. Raising up aroma unto the Lord. And the Lord will continue to strengthen every one of you and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we have that power within us. God is giving us, I'm just rounding up. The Lord has given every one of us that power to be a sweet-smelling fragrance to our God. The fragrance of Jesus Christ. He has given us that power. He's given us the knowledge. If we did not carry a good fragrance, now is the time to look around. Look around you. Look at everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, everything that you're planning. Can it be said that your aroma unto God is sweet? Is a life-giving perfume? You need to ask yourself. And you have that power today. God has released that power today. Amen. To change it. Amen. And my prayer is that truly it will be changed into a powerful fragrance for Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word that you've given us today. Yes. Thank you, Lord, that everyone who has heard this and will hear it, Lord, will truly be transformed and changed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our fragrance will always be the fragrance of Christ unto God in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. As Mommy comes up, as Pastor Mrs. comes up for the communion, praise the Lord. Let's keep clapping our hands unto God.